Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's the Teflon woman. Hillary's never accomplished anything of significance in her political career. She's either been careless or calculating in every situation where she may have been able to make a positive difference. She wants to be president so that she can put that on her resume. She doesn't care what happens to America as she approves of Obama's policies which have weakened America. She is a compulsive liar. Not only do compulsive liars bend the truth about issues large and small, but they take comfort in it. Lying feels right to a compulsive liar. Telling the truth, on the other hand, is difficult and uncomfortable. Hillary said this, "You're asking me to say, have I ever lied? I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever will. I am going to do the best I can do to level with the American people." Her lies to Congress, to the FBI, and to the American people with respect to her personal server and emails are well documented. Her lies to the American people, especially to the loved ones of the Benghazi casualties. Regarding the cause of the embassy attack are well documented. Her response above confirms her as a compulsive liar. Hence, you cannot believe anything she says. The passage below speaks to the delusion that ravages the left. Romans 1:21-22. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." When a person rejects God by rejecting his word, they take his place as the authority and judge in their life. Show me a person who would vote for Hillary on her platform, and I will show you a fool as described in the scripture above.